Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, Malcolm.
I'm sorry that you were disturbed yesterday with the timing, but Malcolm reminded me, and I checked that it was had to do with the clock hadn't changed properly. But they have now gotten it fixed, so we're ready to begin. We will be starting at section 31, and it'll be verse 235. And I'll start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha b'richu ishkinte b'pchilu urchimu urchilu urchilu urchimu. Le'akta l'shem yudhe bovavhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adenu kanenei aleinu ma'asei adenu kanenehu. Uyad ketiv yasamu ketorah be'apecha begin diyachadar esha be'atreya v'chot ma itkenish v'ha'hu reicha l'goy ad it achid Kol ha'gatav v'yatreya v'yit kariv kol ha'goy machshava l'yit aved v'yuta chada ukdin reyach nichoach denach rugza v'yit aved ne. Hence it is written, they shall put incense before you, literally in your nose, meaning that the judgments which are the fire and smoke issuing from the nose are appeased by incense. It sends the fire from the nose back to its place. Because of the smell of the incense, the nose contracts and reaches its innermost levels until all are united. Then everything returns to its point of origin, and they all come closer to thought, which is Arichanpin. Then they are combined into one desire, which is a sweet, the Hebrew is Nichoach, favor, which appeases anger and restores satisfaction. The Hebrew word is nachat. Questions, comments, thoughts?
We talked about in the previous lessons about the nose being diot, and that's knowledge. So when you say that it all is united, are you talking about the three sephirot, Keter, Chokhmah, and Bima, and then from that point, it radiates, the energy is brought down to Zeron Pin? Or is it the opposite, Zeron Pin up to Keter, Chokhmah, Bina?
First, I need to clarify, it's not what I'm saying, it's what's written in the Zohar. And it's been translated, and we always have to question the translation. But okay. Last we talked about Chachma, Bina, and Daat representing the in a human body representing the physical brain, but also on the spiritual level, they represent the mind, which represents thought. And that the purpose of the sacrifice, the Olah sacrifice, the sacrifice that burns everything, and the smoke rises directly to Hashem, that is cleansing any impurities in our thoughts. That's what the last class was, in a very quick summary. Now, here it's saying that the incense, which is something different than the smoke from the sacrifice, here it's saying that the incense is creating the unity of Zeranpin with Chachma, Bina, and Daat. Because the nose in our face, in the frame of the face, the nose is Zeranpin. And they're saying that the incense is a sweet savor to Hashem, just like the sacrifice, the smoke of the Olah sacrifice is a sweet savor to Hashem. On the one level, it's cleaning out the thoughts of the human being. On another level, it's cleansing and bringing into unity Chachma, Bina, Daat, and Zeranpin. Now, sometimes we have this whole discussion. We've had it over a couple of times, but it's really not clear to anybody, including me. Sometimes there is Keter, Chachma, and Bina, and sometimes it's Chachma, Bina, and Daat. Now, I have a thought, I have a sense, that when you discuss Keter, Chachma, and Bina, you're talking about the elevated name of God, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. That when you talk about Chachma, Bina, and Daat, you're talking about the level of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh that is equal to the level of Satan at any given moment. Because as I have explained, and this is, my understanding, when Satan, in order to give us free choice, Satan and Hashem have to appear to us to be equally strong or equally weak. And so Hashem has to lower himself to whatever level Satan is at in order for us to have the appearance of equality and essentially give us free choice. So in this case with the incense, we are talking about Chachma, Bina, and Daat. And then now in this pasuk, there it's being unified with Zeranpin as well.
I think I read in the incense, and I'm not sure if this is correct or not, but in the incense, placed on the incense altar, there's 10 sweet smelling aromas, but they had to add the one for the
negative system that is not fruitful, that is really an ugly smell. But when mixed with the 10 sweet smells, it's concealed and it changes to be positive and it changes to be sweet smelling. That is correct.
Right. So with that, with the Zohar reading that you just did about equal to Satan coming down so that we could have free choice, is that kind of the indication that they have the sweet savor and the foul smell, so that they become that scenario that you just spoke of?
Ten sephirot are not separate. They're on three levels from our perspective. There's the level of the head, there's the level of the body, and there's the level of the end, or the legs, so to speak. And with respect to the incense, those three levels are unified, because they represent the 10 sephirot. But we talk about the sephirot as being different things. But in reality, the 10 sephirot of consciousness, the 10 sephirot of the head, the 10 sephirot of Chokhma are always unified. And our mind is represented by those 10 sephirot of Chokhma. And the incense unifies all of those levels in case the thought, a negative thought, would separate the malchut of thought from the zeronpin of thought. And the zeronpin can be separated from Chokhma, Bina, and Das of thought. And the incense offering unifies that. So have I confused you, or have I answered the question?
No. I'm always confused, but you answered.
Is there any? I'd rather you be asking questions than just accepting what I'm saying. But in time, you'll come to understand how when you're looking down from the level of Hashem, the Sephirot appear as one. They never separate. All 10 are always one. When you are looking up from the perspective of man, we see them as separated and different. And this pasuk is describing how, from our perspective, looking up, they're unified.
Okay.
But you always have to remember, we're not talking about the overall Sephirot. We're talking about the level of thought. So the body is, the 10 sephirot of the body are not unified here. That's a different discussion. Are there any other questions, or no, or should I go on? I guess I'll go on.
Yes, sir.
Vihatanana it kanesh Vyayil vikamit Vyesha vyesha yachid Vitnana Vyayle Tarvayhu Legoy legoy Adinach Lugza Vikaditached Kola Dabida Vinach Lugza Gidein Hunaika Vika Ukshiru Tad Vit Kere Naika Naika Deruha Tedvalta Dekola Kachada Mehiru Devotinin Mehiru Diantin Ugin Kachitiv Vayarach Hashem Et Reach Nachani Kohoach Iman Diarach Vekanish Kola Legoyat Reya When the smoke is gathered, it enters and folds itself onto the fire, and the fire catches onto the smoke. Together they enter the innermost levels until anger is appeased. After they are all united, and anger is appeased, there is satisfaction, and all are bonded together. And it is called appeasement, satisfaction, and universal rejoicing all together. They are the radiance of the candles from the left side and the brightness of the faces from the right. Thus it is written, and Hashem smelled the sweet savor as one who smells and gathers everything to himself. Questions, comments, thoughts. Any questions or thoughts at this point?
I think it's in balance at that point, right?
Yes.
Things are in balance.
The smoke is attached to the fire, and the fire is attached to the smoke. The fire is in this metaphor is anger, the fire of anger. So there is smoke that is attached to that fire. But when the smoke of the incense arrives at the nose of Hashem, essentially metaphorically, that smoke is appeasing, connecting to the smoke and the fire of unity, and it appeases the fire of anger. It appeases the anger, and it calms everything down, and then it unifies all 10 sephirot of the right column, which is referred to as a face, because a face is 10 sephirot at one in, as a structure. So that's what the word partsuf means, face or faces. And so a partsuf is 10 sephirot. 9 sephirot, you don't have a complete face. So as the incense enters metaphorically Hashem's nose, it calms the anger. And the result is Malchut rises to Bina, And on the way, it brings Zeron Pin with it. And you now have Chokhmah, Bina, Daat, Zeron Pin, and Malchut all unified. And all of these were talking about a thought.
So it's a purification, purifying thought.
Yes. Correct. It's a purifying thought.
So basically, it's male, female coming together as one, right side, left side.
It's really spiritual and physical coming together, because the incense is being burned. So that's in the physical world. But it's rising to a level of thought on the spiritual level. So, yes, right and left, male and female are coming together, but also up and down. Everything is being unified through the incense.
Wow. How important is that? No wonder it's right outside the Holy Spirit.
Go ahead.
But no wonder the incense offers right. I said, no wonder the incense offering, the incense altar is located right outside the Holy of Holies.
Correct. That's
and it
exactly
all has to be unified.
Yeah.
Right, and it all has to be unified before the high priest, Kohanim, can go into the Holy of Holies. Because if it's not, then you don't have a unification as them all
correct.
Coming together. Okay.
Exactly correct. That's why the incense has to be twice a day. Once for the level of chesed in the physical world, and once for the level of gevurah in the physical world. And that's what we lost when we lost the temple.
Right.
And
yeah, I'm not.
So we have to do it in a different way. Which is why in the Orthodox tradition, we say the incense, the words of the Torah and the workings of it, the description of the 10, 11 components. Why we're saying that, because our study of that, meaning the reading of it, but also sometimes even deeper levels, what we're doing is replacing the temple, because consciousness controls. And that's why it's those certain prayers in the Orthodox tradition are very important to say, and that's one of them. And it should be said once in the morning and once in the afternoon. Let's see if we can do 2:37. Ata rabi esa un shakeya amo amar uma kol hadein tava it tachot yedach vela yedana peya amar ahadarna min orchi orcha Venit chadber, fahadach, Zalu Amarabi Hiskia Arhada Behade Shekinta Nehach Seha Metakna Kamanahid Bida Dehahu Yenukha Viazalu Amaruleya E Malan Tara Tad Meinun Siamar Lach Avuch. Rabbi Yessa then approached the young boy and kissed him, saying that he did not realize that the boy possessed all these precious goods, and added that he would change his route in order to accompany the boy. So they all proceeded together. Rabbi Hiskia said, "We are walking along this route accompanied by the Shekhinah, so it is cleared for us." He then took hold of the young boy's hand and walked on. Then both rabbis requested that he tell them one of the scriptural expositions that his father has told him. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Are you talking about his spiritual father?
No, his physical father. Earlier in this section, it spoke about meeting the boy and meeting Rabbi Hiskia. And the boy having said that he'd learned some Torah from his father, but he needed to work as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, this verse is essentially just transitioning to another similar subject. But the Zohar is telling us this as a transition.
Okay.
It's not enough of a change of the subject to change the section, but it's going to be a different subject tomorrow.
I see.
But a similar subject.
But it's still going to retain the, it's still going to include the boy in the next study.
He's the one speaking. He's the one teaching.
Okay.
He will be the one telling the story. He will be the one teaching whatever he's teaching. Our next class will be from Rabbi Ashlag's essays. So I hope you'll join us.
Thank you, Honor.
That'll be at 7 o'clock West Coast time.
Okay.
Everyone have a beautiful evening. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom.